Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Oz, mate. It's Matty Gould and self-confessed late bloomer Mike Waters. He has got some brand new stuff out. We're loving that he's kept this one for himself. It's called I'm Doing Fine, and he's catching up with us right now. Mike, thanks so much for coming on Oz, mate.
Thanks for having me,
Mike, I'm always curious, with people that are so successful as writers for other people, how do you personally decide, okay, I'm doing fine, I'm going to keep that one for myself?
Well, I wrote that for myself. Yeah. I spent a lot of time, you know, in LA doing a lot of songwriting and writing for other people and yeah. other artists. You know, I came back to Australia and had a whole bunch of stuff that I'd written over there for other people that no one had taken. And I thought, maybe I'll put this out for myself. So yeah. I actually thought, look, if I'm going to be doing this, if I'm going to be putting music out, I really want to be writing stuff that I wrote for me, you yeah. know, for my stuff. And, and I don't know what that sounds like yet because, you know, I have all this stuff that I've written for other people, but it was all meant to go to other artists. We started the process and just started writing and really wanted to address some things that I, you know, wasn't getting the opportunity to when I was doing a lot of pop songwriting for other people. Things about mental health and things that affect me personally that, you know, if you're trying to pitch to someone else, it's kind of hard to have a really authentic or a personal story in there if they're going to try and sing it. So then that's how I'm Doing Fine was born. Kind of has really driven the direction of my artist project now.
When we talk about writing for other people, let's not just brush off some of these names that you've worked with, like Louis Tomlinson, Demi Lovato, as well as brand new stuff with John Legend and I Move, You Move. What a banger that one is from his recent album, Bigger Love. Is this something that just absolutely came about because of opportunities? Was it the hard work that you'd put through where you're in the right place at the right time? What happened?
I have no idea, to be honest. I just I started doing this as a hobby and, you know, I've just been connecting with people along the way and just sort you know, I found myself in LA doing a whole lot of writing with a bunch of people and found myself in some of these rooms just unexpectedly and it really been an interesting one. I don't know that I could do it again. It's certainly been pretty exciting and pretty cool to get these opportunities.
But now you're a bit of a self-confessed late bloomer that you say here. Getting into this, starting writing a little bit later on in life.
Yeah, well, I'm a software engineer as well. I didn't start writing music till I was about 26, I think, and you know, just started making up stuff just as a hobby and it just sort of took off for me.
And is it something that you see your future progressing in writing for others, or are you now kind of a bit more focused on Mike Waters?
Mate, I'm open to absolutely anything. You know, I just love writing music. I mean, that's the part of this that I love the most. So if I can get the opportunity to continue writing for myself, then that's amazing. And same deal with other artists. You know, given the opportunity, I just want to keep making music. So anything that I can do to keep that going is a bonus.
And what are you kind of doing at the moment with COVID, kind of shutting things down a bit to keep yourself going?
Having a couple of different hustles on the go, I've been managed to keep pretty busy. I've been quite lucky in that regard. You know, a lot of people in the entertainment industry have really struggled in this time. But, you know, I've just been keeping busy, keeping my head down and seeing what I can do. A lot of what I do, I just do from home. So it hasn't affected me too much, but I know it has affected a lot of people. I think on that front, hopefully the timing of I'm Doing Fine coming out, you know, might connect with a few people, given it's about addressing some challenges with mental health and really thinking about and talking about what it is that you're going through with people.
With the team up with Sony, what else are we looking forward to moving through these stages into maybe end of 2020 into 2021, particularly having new music out with I'm Doing Fine?
There's a bunch of stuff in the back catalogue at the moment that we're all pretty excited to get out. Hopefully some more songs by the end of the year and don't know exactly what shape that's going to take or when things are coming out. But, you know, I've been putting a decent amount of time into, you know, making this stuff and making music, you know, for me. That we've actually got, you know, we've got a good chunk of songs that I'm really excited to share with people. And
yeah, mate, well, we're looking forward to it as well because, like, the millions of streams that are already rushing through this one is just a testament to the great stuff that you're doing, Mike.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
Cool, mate. I appreciate you taking a bit of time out and having a chat to us. Mike Waters, thanks for joining us on Oz Made.
Thanks for having me. Hey, I'm Mike Waters. This is I'm Doing Fine on Oz Made.